Track 11, Saving Ollie. When mainstream school wasn't working for her son, Lily Barker didn't know where to turn. Then she discovered the Holt Youth Project.
It was around the start of lockdown when we removed our 13-year-old son from mainstream high school, stigmatised for being in the special educational needs group. Low self-esteem made him a target for bullying and alienation. The daily struggle of life with dyspraxia, developmental coordination disorder, or DCD, combined with a worrying lack of knowledge around the condition within the mainstream school system, meant that navigating school life was a perpetually exhausting challenge for our son. Often named one of the hidden disabilities, dyspraxia is, at its simplest, a miscommunication of coordination. Dyspraxia, or DCD, is considered to be an impairment of the organisation of movement. Someone with dyspraxia may also have associated difficulties with language, perception and thought, says the NHS. For our son, it's trouble with both mental and physical coordination. The messages to move, think or decide are not transmitted normally, causing stress, confusion, fatigue, and difficulties when trying to communicate with confidence. When we got his diagnosis at 9, it was a relief to know there was a name for what our son was experiencing, and that my concerns regarding his slower physical coordination and development were, in fact, founded. As a baby, he didn't walk until he was around 18 months old, and his language and mental processing was slower to develop than that of his peers. Ollie still struggles when using a pen, and writing for any length of time is very tiring for him. As a little boy, he struggled with everyday tasks, needing visual guides to help him complete what most of us take as second nature, things like dressing, washing, and sitting upright at the table, and using scissors or cutlery. Over time, I learnt that we could only really do a limited amount of activity before he would be so exhausted he'd go into a meltdown. The busy, noisy environment of mainstream school was hard work. Eating out with extended family or over at people's houses was difficult or impossible. People thought he was being difficult and I was being weak. He couldn't filter the different sensory assaults, and he felt completely overwhelmed every day. Ollie needed one-to-one gentle support with schoolwork, and there simply wasn't the capacity for that kind of help on the scale that he required. There were many times I felt I was doing everything wrong. I felt isolated as a parent, and that I had nowhere to turn for support. I so desperately wanted to fix it for him. But ultimately only time and his own and our experience of learning how to manage these often subtle but life-altering differences would make life easier. I felt determined to get him the help he needed to access an education without suffering emotionally or physically. It wasn't until he was clearly unable to go on with school that I decided the only way forward was to deregister Ollie and look at other ways to access an education for him. He says leaving school was a relief, that it felt like an anvil had been lifted off my shoulders and I finally felt like I had the freedom to be myself. Throughout school, Ollie was placed in the SEN group, which in primary school was fairly nurturing, but by high school had seemingly become the place where kids who are different or difficult seem to be herded together in a tiny room, while one or possibly two stressed-out teachers did their best to manage a broad variety of needs, from those like our son, sensitive with sensory and coordination problems, to others with autism, ADHD, aggressiveness, and more challenging behavioural issues. Mainstream schools find it hard enough to meet every child's needs, and in an SEN group, it can be especially hard. I don't blame the teachers, but the school system for failing our son. COVID hit, and schools everywhere shut down. So I talked to friends who had deregistered their children from mainstream schools, and emboldened by their comfort and support, decided to let him de-school and recover his mental health. The whole country was hiding indoors, and it seemed to be an opportunity to let our son recover peacefully in his own environment. Ollie is brilliant at gaming and has an online community of friends who he was able to take refuge among. For a while, we let him do as he wished and simply sleep, grow, and talk about his trauma at school whenever he felt he wanted to. Once systems and educational settings began to open up again, we tried various homeschool classes and forest schools. All had well-meaning volunteers and teachers trying to do their best for the kids who fell through the net, as so many of them put it. Not many of these places worked for us. I'm not a very effective homeschool mum. I admire those who can do it, but I certainly didn't want or feel equipped to do it myself. I knew he needed to access an education, but neither mainstream nor homeschool were the answer, and I had my own work and his younger brother to care for. I was desperate and becoming increasingly worried he would be unable to access much, either socially or educationally, before he went beyond school age. In the summer of 2021, we were directed to Holt Youth Project, an award-winning group dedicated to supporting children and young people in rural and isolated communities. I took Ollie along to meet the founder, Julie Alford, whose awards include the British Empire Medal, the High Sheriff's Award, and Outstanding Service to the Community from North Norfolk District Council. Ollie was paralysed with shyness and low self-esteem, unable to look anyone but his direct family in the eye, and yet he agreed to go along. Julie immediately put us at ease, gently talking to Ollie with respect, honesty, and kindness. I watched him unfurl and smile at her. As we left, I felt my spirits rise as I wept happy tears. I saw a brightness and hope emerging in our beautiful boy. Julie set up the Health Youth Project as a youth group with her husband David from her home more than 30 years ago to give local children and young people with nowhere to socialise, either after school or at weekends, a warm and safe environment to meet after the original youth hut was demolished. Holt has no high school and had no youth facilities or local funding for the young, which horrified Julie. With no financial aid, Julie and David funded the group's needs themselves on a shoestring. We do things that didn't cost, play games and go for hikes. What initially began as a small support group quickly grew until Julie realised she would need a bigger, more efficient venue than her home to run the club from, and some backing from the local authority to meet the needs of the local area. There were teens everywhere, on the floor, on the stairs, on the landing. They couldn't even see the TV, but all wanted to sit and be together. Julie and David rallied round, getting press and radio involved in the call for a proper youth facility for Holt and its surrounding areas. A plot of land was found on Old Station Way, and after a local benefactor helped with the deposit, a committee was formed and charitable status obtained. With the help from the local community and across the county, the group raised the £30,000 required to buy the land from the council. Julie is humble about her achievements and sees her tireless dedication to help others as a privilege. I have quite a strong Christian faith, and I have a real passion and desire to serve and help people. It's just built in me. I see it as a wonderful gift to have. Ollie was welcomed into the ACT group at Health Youth Project, a group which supports young people between the ages of 11 to 18 who are experiencing emotional difficulties, lack of self-confidence and self-esteem, and have been unable to reach their full potential. Ollie met other children with similar stories and formed friendships. One in particular is a joy to see as, like Ollie, this boy has emerged from his shell and is growing in confidence. Gradually, Ollie has learned how to socialise and trust his peers again, venturing out on trips and gaining accreditation and skills for further education. Ollie says his time at the project gives him space to just be himself. It's helped me to feel better, letting me do my own thing and respecting my comfort zones, whilst also pushing me to do new things I didn't think I'd try. My husband set up his own wood-fired pizza business during lockdown, and Ollie began doing a few hours, and by summer last year he was making perfect 10-inch hand-stretched dough bases and earning money to buy sports gear and save for Christmas. The pride and incentive of earning money, combined with his dedication, teamwork and attendance of the brilliant local basketball clubs, Basketball in the Community and Norfolk Hoopstars, alongside regular days at Holt Youth Project, has helped Ollie build his confidence and self-esteem. Now over 6 feet tall, Ollie is an intelligent, gentle and kind 16-year-old whose self-confidence continues to grow. He's at City College in the 14 to 16-year-old alternative education course, with a view to going on to study a diploma in media or graphic design. He still has high levels of sensitivity in terms of smells and noise and gets easily exhausted. And like any teenager, he has his wobbles and can be as belligerent as the next. But Ollie can see, via his gained experience and emotional maturity, that he can overcome difficulties, that he is capable of whatever he puts his mind, passion and commitment to. He has direction and purpose. My favourite things to do are basketball, music, gaming and photography. Having a place at college makes me feel good because I know that it will help me get further towards my goals, he says. I'm looking forward to seeing myself grow as a person over time and develop more skill with the hobbies I enjoy, maybe one day making them professional and profiting from them. My ambitions are to grow as a person and develop lots of skills in different areas. I would also like to play basketball professionally and make music. We are so proud of Ollie and all that he has and continues to overcome. And we're very grateful to Julie and her amazing team for all the support, understanding and kindness that they've shown him over these last 2 years.